I am Joe Martin, host of this special podcast today, as we're with Dee Rosenthal, Executive Director at the Community Blood Bank of Northwest Pennsylvania and Western New York. Dee's organization, the Community Blood Bank, connects donors to patients who require life-sustaining blood products in the Erie area and the other communities that they serve. Dee, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
So we begin on a little bit of a down note today, Dee. A nationwide blood and platelet shortage is happening as we speak. Can you explain the issue and how donating to the Community Blood Bank today ensures that our local hospitals will be able to care for our community?
Yeah, like you said, nationwide, we are seeing that blood and platelet shortage. It's not something abnormal during the summer months because schools are not in session. And that does account for about 20% of our blood supply here locally. The nice thing about being a smaller independent blood center, though, is that we as a community can really control our blood supply. We collect in the areas that we supply, while other blood centers do collect outside of their service areas. Larger blood centers collect and send the blood all over the U.S., depending on where it's needed most, which is important. But for us, we're only focused on our local community. So we always want to remind everyone in our community that the only way to ensure that your blood donation stays local is to donate with the Community Blood Bank. We are the sole supplier of blood to the local hospitals.
Dee, Erie Gives Day is this week. Why should listeners always remember to donate to the Community Blood Bank during Erie Gives Week, or for that matter, any time of the year?
Yeah, so we are so thankful for Erie Gives Day and want to remind everyone to support CBB on this important day and, you know, whenever you're able to. Community Blood Bank is unique in that we ask for blood donations from our community members every day, but we are still a nonprofit, so we do rely on monetary donations just to operate. The money raised from Erie Gives Day goes towards our Distinguished Donors Scholarship Program. So this program awards 10 high school seniors with a scholarship to the college or university of their choice. These students are picked from those that had committed to donating during their high school years. So we have blood drives at all of our high schools here locally. And, you know, from the high school seniors that have donated a certain number of times get chosen for these 10 scholarships. Additionally, if we happen to raise more than that $10,000, the money is used for promos for our blood donors. So most know probably that we have a monthly promotion for all donors, but it is getting harder and harder to get new donors to come out and donate. So we are finding that we have to offer additional incentives like gift cards or other giveaways, and all of that can really add up. So just as an example, it costs about $300 for a typical promotion at one single mobile drive. For a week of promotions just at our Erie Donor Center, it costs around $3,000. So we always want to reward our donors as much as possible because they definitely deserve it. But yeah, again, Erie Gives Day is a great day to kind of support your favorite nonprofit. Hopefully it's Community Blood Bank, but you can support us all through the year by either donating blood or, you know, monetary donations, and we very much appreciate it.
Dee, can you tell us about your other August promotions and upcoming community drives?
Sure. So for August, we have an outdoor summer gear giveaway, and that includes a Solo stove, Yeti cooler, two Yeti tumblers, and two camp chairs. And we actually have two sets to give away throughout the month. So we'll give one away here at the first half of the month. So all donors through the 15th will be entered to win that one. And then the 16th on through the 31st, everyone will be entered to win another identical set of that. And then, like we always say, we're always out and about in the community every month. This week, we'll be at St. Vincent and Erie Federal Credit Union on Zuck Road in Erie. We're also going to be in Clymer and Franklin. And then coming up this month, we have community drives all over. So we're in Warren, Youngsville, Chautauqua, Kane, Bradford, Mill Creek, Girard, Titusville, and of course, all over Erie. And then you can always visit our website at fourhearts.org or follow us on Facebook to see where we're going to be. And then we have our Erie Donor Center in Erie, which is open every weekday. So we're open Monday, Thursday, Friday, 8 to 5, Tuesday and Wednesday, 10 to 6. And then we are open the first and third Saturday of every month.
Thanks to Dee Rosenthal, Executive Director at the Community Blood Bank of Northwest Pennsylvania and Western New York, for joining us today. To learn more about the blood bank, be sure to visit fourhearts.org today. That's fourhearts.org. Thanks for listening to another WPSE podcast production.